Black Panther has been getting all kinds of attention for putting a black cast front and center in a superhero movie. But it's also breaking new ground in other ways. Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre went to a screening in Hartford last weekend and heard from black engineers who hope the movie will inspire students of color to pursue careers in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math.
David Johnson is an aerospace and mechanical engineer, and he knows all about the superheroes.
I used to like the Hulk and Spider-Man and Cable and Black Panther even way back in the day. Because a lot of us used to read comic books growing up as kids. It allowed us to go to a different place versus where we were.
As a child in the Midwest, Johnson says he didn't know of any engineers who looked like him. African Americans have always been underrepresented in science and engineering. So it was comics that transported him to new worlds. In Black Panther, that fictional place is Wakanda, an African nation that is the most advanced civilization on Earth. Part of the reason is vibranium. That's a metal in the Marvel Universe that Wakandans have used to power their supersonic transportation, miraculous healthcare, and even the superhero suit that protects their king, Black Panther. When Johnson heard the movie was coming out, he thought it was a perfect way to show students how cool engineering can be.
And once I started learning more about it, I said, I have to get some kids to go check this out because this is such a revelation, this movie itself, and the fact that it can tie into engineering, math, and science.
Johnson is a member of the National Society of Black Engineers, or NSBE. The group recently started a junior chapter at a Hartford school to get kids interested in STEM careers. When Johnson got his inspiration for a Black Panther outing, he called Sandra Inga, a former engineer who is now a top administrator in the Hartford school system.
Listen, Black Panther's coming out. And I thought, oh, okay, Black Panther, is that like Angela Davis? And he said, no. It's like Black Panther, the movie, the superhero. What do you think about taking some kids? And I said, that would be a great idea. We can take NSBE Jr. We can take the Girl Scouts at Faith Church. And so that's what we ended up doing to show kids the power of animation and engineering and to get them excited about seeing somebody that looks like them being a superhero.
With his own money, Johnson bought 60 tickets for Saturday's 5 o'clock screening at a Hartford theater. And because it was a special occasion, he arranged for African-style drumming and face painting before the movie started. There was also time for networking. A local NSBE chapter set up a table in the lobby near the concession stand.
Hello, how are you?
Great, how are you?
You're with NSBE?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm an environmental engineer. I'm Kamani.
I'm Chuck.
Chuck,
I'm
nice a mechanical. To meet you.
Christopher Etienne is a 27-year-old engineer at Pratt & Whitney. He often hears from students of color who believe that sports or entertainment is their only way to success. That makes him think they were discouraged from science and tech early on.
When I was in college, a lot of my friends, you know, the narrative that I kept getting from my friends that were non-engineers was that, oh, I could never do that, or, you know, it's impossible. I'm just not good at math, or I'm not good at science. I think it starts, you know, when they're young.
Streaming into the theater were mothers and fathers, children, and a decent number of engineers. After the movie, Hartford teacher Dario Soto talked about the highlights. He came with 11 of his elementary students from Rawson, the school with the NSBE Junior chapter and superhero posters in the computer lab.
We saw the sister character. Her main asset was her brain and her ability. That was the biggest muscle she had, and that's what she used.
Toby and Banton, a lab manager for STEM Scouts in Hartford, said she loved that children could see a black superhero who was enthralled with science.
I thought it was amazing, again, seeing ourselves on screen is something we have never really seen before, especially in such a positive light. So it definitely was important for me to bring my kids so they could see you can be amazing. You could be a future scientist, future engineer, you know?
David Johnson, the man who bought the tickets, gathered everyone for a picture in front of the movie poster.
Ready?
Ready.
Say Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Black Panther. One more time, Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Vibranium.
Vibranium.
Right now, NSBE says only about 3,600 African Americans a year receive bachelor's degrees in engineering. By 2025, the group wants to increase that number to 10,000 a year. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.